Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Shall we, as usual, begin our worship with some singing? Would you stand and sing with us, please?
And one, two, three, four.
Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and lamb before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Alleluia. Christ was born for this. Alleluia. Christ was born for this. Christ was born to save, calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting all. Christ was born to save, Christ was born to save. Alleluia, Christ was born to save.
God's people said, amen. Please be seated.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. My name is Cheryl Broom, and I am the senior pastor here. And I'm going to talk as loud as I can so you can hear me. Can you hear me now? I was whispering. This morning, we worship together in song and word and more song and beautiful instruments. I hope today that you received a bulletin when you came in. It really tells you what's going on in the life of the church. And, of course, we'll tell you a little bit about our musicians today who are here as our guest to provide for us the blessed gift of music. You might have noticed there's a invitation to color. It goes to all the children. And Jesse even put a musical scavenger hunt on here. Now, if any of the adults need it too, I understand. Get one now before the show starts. And that'll keep them entertained and busy while we play and sing. You also, in front of you, have two cards in the pew back before you. If you're a new guest to our church, would you mind giving us a little information about yourself? And this yellow prayer card is one if you'll fill out. We will lift you in prayer during the week at our Monday prayer session. JB sends us a devotion, and we'll be praying for you. So please be sure and fill those two things out. Now, as we get prepared to begin our time together in worship, I would like to pray. Will you join me in prayer? Almighty God, as we gather here on this third Sunday of Advent, our hearts are filled with anticipation for the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. We stand before you today not only with voices prepared to sing, but with open hearts and open minds ready to receive your blessings. We offer this cantata not as a mere performance, but as an act of worship and praise. May the music we share resonate with your love and grace, and may it bring joy and peace to all who hear it. Guide the hands of our musicians, the voices of our singers, and the hearts of all who are present. May we be instruments of your love, sharing the message of hope and salvation through our music. And as we prepare our hearts for Christ's birth, we ask you to continue give us guidance and strength. Help us to overcome every distraction and focus on the true meaning of this season. May this cantata be a beacon of light in the darkness, reminding us of your promise of love and hope that awaits the coming of your Son. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, if you'll please stand in body or spirit, we will welcome in the light of Christ. Advent is a time of waiting, and it seems like all we ever do is wait. We're waiting for peace to reign in the world. We're waiting for Christmas Day to arrive. Some of us are waiting to get this cantata started. This truly is a season of waiting, and waiting is hard. Ask anyone who has to wait. Those who are waiting for a brighter future after suffering the pain or loss of a loved one, or the loss of a relationship, the loss of a job or home. And our time of waiting is not yet over. And while we wait, that waiting part's not optional. How we approach this waiting is optional. We can trust in God and wait expectantly in hope, peace, joy, and love. In Advent, we anticipate and wait for the arrival of the Christ child who we know is coming. And we have to remember how to wait. We wait in fulfillment of God's promise to us for God's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. A fulfillment we are still waiting for as we exercise fierce joy and witness to the light now. Active faith does not postpone joy until the end of the story. Advent has also been a time to consider the presence of darkness and of light. The darkness of the long, long days of winter, and the light is the Savior, Jesus Christ. In between now and next week, we will experience both the longest night of the year and the coming of the light and the Son of God in Christ Jesus. It is good and proper then to sing songs of joy. Let them ring out this day. Good and proper to reflect upon the abundance of God's goodness and light and fill our prayers with grateful praise. Today we're going to take time to simply delight in being together and hearing praise and wonder in the telling of Christ's story coming in song. So listen well. Receive God's word of comfort and joy. Take time to delight in being together in the power of this song and in the grace of God's love found in Jesus Christ. This week, we focus in Advent on joy. The third candle we light today is pink, a color that symbolizes joy, for it is the day of rejoicing. It reminds us of the joy that the Christmas experience brings to us. And now it is time for us to light this week's Advent candles. Ophelia Salinas and Georgette Chapa will lead us as we joyfully await the coming of Christ.
On this third Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of joy. It reminds us that the greatest joy in life is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. It reminds us that he is the source of all joy and that he has come to bring us joy to the full. We rejoice in the coming of Christ, our Savior. We also rejoice in the many gifts that God has given us. Let us pray. O God of joy, fill our hearts with the joy of your Son's coming. Help us to share this joy with others and to live our lives with gratitude for all your blessings. Amen. Amen.
So today we're going to be worshiping in song and praise through our annual Christmas cantata. At Christmas time, Christians commemorate the birth of Jesus God's gift to the world. And today we're going to do that through instruments and through song and through Invitation to a Miracle by Joseph M. Martin. Now, this cantata is not merely a performance. It is an invitation to participate in this timeless miracle. Within the music that you will hear today lies the power to transport you to a humble manger in Bethlehem, to witness an awe-inspiring moment when the Son of God enters the world. May you feel the gentle touch of starlight on your skin as the shepherds gather around the holy cradle. May you hear the hushed reverence of wise men offering their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Let the carols wash over you, offering them your each melody, a whispered prayer, a prayer of gratitude and adoration. This cantata is a beacon of hope in the darkness, reminding us that even in the harshest of winters, okay, not like today, and in the darkest of nights, that will come. The light of Christ cannot be extinguished. It is a testament of the enduring power of love as this melody bridges the gap between heaven and earth. May this cantata journey be one of your soul, with the tapestry woven in the threads of faith, hope, peace, and love. And may it leave you bathed in the warm glow of the Christ child's light, forever changed by this miracle of birth. Together, let us not only welcome Jesus, let's sing praises of joy to him as we experience open doors and open minds and open hearts. Let us now experience the invitation to a miracle. Come. Amen. I think one of the hardest working persons in this room, and Kathy doesn't wear a smartwatch because it would have said you ran a marathon this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow, I'm just exhausted watching you, and what a marvelous job you did. This morning, as we prepare for our offering, we invite you this final Sunday to make a gift of love to the staff. We've asked the congregation all through these last few weeks, and today, the staff highlighted for you in here is Kathy Brock. And I think you'll agree, she gives us and blesses this church with the gift of music, and we're delighted to highlight you today and ask you if you would like to contribute towards a staff love offering. Just put a note on your check or offering envelope that says love offering. We are very blessed to be able to offer our gifts to do ministry here throughout the world in peace and in love. So every time a lay reader gets up here, I ask them to say, why do they give? And they always look at me like, oh, I don't have to tell you why I give. So I'm not going to do anything different for you this morning as your lay reader. I want to tell you why I give. Because giving to this church allows me to be part of something bigger than myself. I get to see firsthand how our donations and outreach programs affect this community. How we show care to the vulnerable. We nurture the young. And it is a privilege and an honor to contribute to making a positive difference in the nurturing of this congregation. Will the ushers please come forward that they now may receive our morning gifts? Let us pray. Gracious God, we offer our gifts not just as mere tokens, but as symbols of our devotion and gratitude. We thank you for the immeasurable love and grace, for the gift of life itself and the promise of salvation that shines brightly through the darkness of this world. May these offerings be used to spread your message of joy, love, hope, and peace throughout the world. Inspire us, O Lord, to use our resources not only in giving, but in acts of service, compassion, and forgiveness. Let our lives be a reflection of your love and our actions speak louder than our words. As we prepare for the joyous celebration of Christ's birth, guide us in making room for you in our hearts and in our homes. Grant us strength to overcome every adversity, the wisdom to discern your will, the courage to share your light with others. Bless these offerings, O Lord, and bless those who give them with open and generous hearts. May they be used to further your kingdom on earth and bring your love to all people. This we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Amen. So I hope you take this home today and look at all the various things that are coming up next week. We'll have a service Sunday morning at 10, and then in the evening we'll have a candlelight, two candlelight Christmas Eve services in here at 5 and at 7. We invite you to join us, invite your friends and neighbors and anyone who needs a little light in this dark, dark time. I'm going to invite you now to stand in body or spirit. Every Sunday at church, we end our time together with our discipleship statement. That's what we believe God has called this church and these people to do, to go out into the world. So will you stand and will you say with me, our mission here at Helotes Hills. You ready? The mission of Helotes Hills United Methodist Church is to grow and nurture disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of our community and of the world. Go forth and be the light of Christ for others. Let your light shine before others so that they might know Jesus Christ is Lord. Go forth in peace and love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.